Proclamation number 0869 of 17th of April, 1939. Holy Scripture. Word of God in unveiled form. What you are taught in the Holy Scriptures is to be accepted without doubt, yet it will not always be comprehensible to you, for you must seek the key to the right knowledge of the divine word in the strength of the Spirit which is alive in you. Anyone who only grasps the mere sense of the letter will find it difficult to penetrate, and if he does not implore divine grace and pray for the brightness of the Spirit, many things will remain incomprehensible to him, for the Lord made his will known in a form adapted to people's nature. With a closed sense to those who superficially let his word sound to their ears, but with a bright understanding to those who receive his word with the purest intention of serving God. This is said to comfort you who are in doubt about the truthfulness of the old tradition. You are at a spiritual turning point. You will have to give up what was your sanctuary, and yet you will not have to live in want, for he who knows your longing remembers the far-off time. He lets the same word arise in you. He lets his voice resound again and opens the fountain of life in you. And everyone who desires the word of God shall find refreshment at its source. And it will continue to be offered to you unveiled. You will be able to grasp it with the intellect and with the heart. It will be given to you in a new form, as it were, what always and forever was the divine truth. His word, which will endure for all eternity. And you will recognize divine love from it. You will be able to draw strength in severe adversity. And because the Lord remembers his own, he wants to refresh and revive them even before the time, so that they will strengthen their spirit and prepare it for resistance. For everything will come to pass as it is written. Not one stone will remain upon another. Everything that has existed until now will be destroyed and shattered, and humanity will require utmost strength if it does not want to perish in the adversity of the time. Anyone who is armed, i.e., who stands in faith and love, has the word of God within himself. He hears the Lord's voice and will obey him, and thus he does not need what people want to take away from him. He will nevertheless remain strong and be a firm support for the Lord. But he who is still weak in spirit needs strengthening, and the word of God is still necessary for him. If he is to lose it, he will fear that he lacks strength. And the Lord remembers this time and will not let his children go hungry. And if you are now perplexed that the Lord God should choose this way, remember his words, he who has much will still be given, but he who has little will also have his little taken away. Remember that his word was disregarded and only found acceptance in very few hearts. And thus he takes where he is disregarded and gives where he is desired, and the divine word will be of incalculable advantage. The world will not be able to take offense at it, for he who gives it, quietly considers his own with this gift. And you, who want to receive the sign of his infinite love, you will grow stronger in faith and recognize that he has blessed his word with his strength. Amen.